This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Good morning.
Hey. It's hump day.
It's wetness day. Hope you guys are great. How's everyone doing?
Super duper.
Oh, man. Boy, you guys are just, you're on fire. Ooh. It's a good day. It's a good, it's a good time.
I can't answer for everybody, but I'm doing great. Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks. I'm glad to hear it. Everything's going smoothly. You know, ever since you told me yesterday that California has the lowest rate of COVID in the nation, I'm like, I feel like it took a little weight off of me. I was like, that is such good news. Like, school might actually work out. Like, things might get back to normal. Like,
I hope sometimes I get so mired
in this. It's been tough.
It has been. I'm actually looking at a story right now that says Americans drank way more booze to cope with the COVID-19 effects.
Damn it, Vinny.
Being stuck at home and all that.
It was our year to put out our signature vodka line.
Man, and I definitely saw it. And look, Christina is not someone who has a problem by any stretch of the imagination, but she was drinking regularly.
Yeah.
And I ultimately said,
if anyone deserves it, it's that girl.
Yeah, she's got a lot. She does.
She does.
I definitely, but I also was like, you got to start doing that after I go.
Yeah, I can't sit and watch you get drunk every night.
I can actually tell the difference in you, and that's where I need to not be around. And she went, oh, okay, and then sort of stopped, because that's what normal people can do.
Yes, they can decide when they're having a drink or not.
Right.
Their arms don't move of their own accord. Their mouth doesn't open and guzzle. I just thought of a name for our vodka line, Vinny, that we should have put out during the pandemic. It should be Sarah and not Vinny.
Good.
that would be great, right? Because then, you know, the people who are like Vinny out there would know it's not for them.
Right. It's still, after all this time, it still baffles me that I'm completely incapable of controlling it.
Right.
But that is, in fact, the case. Like,
because you sit here in your right mind and you're like, of course I could put that drink down. Why would I need to blotto myself?
That's why people never quit, because they keep saying to themselves, this is ridiculous.
Look at me, I'm fine, I got this.
It's a beverage. Come on.
I just stop drinking the beverage when I'm not thirsty anymore. That's how beverages work.
That's another thing that I've had go through my... I'm not even that thirsty. Why am I always drinking like this? But that's...
Oh, boy.
It is. So, yeah, anyway, that's... I'm glad you're encouraged. I also am encouraged. I hope... But we've seen the trends go up and down, so
we
I don't
have,
want anyone
but it's still
to...
good news.
I don't think we need to treat people like children and not report good news because we don't want them to turn right around and...
Right.
You know, throw their masks away and go get COVID. But look, people are still getting sick. I know someone whose parent got it recently and just thought, oh, that's really bad news. And your parents got it. So it's still something that can take out.
Well, just my dad. My mom doesn't catch anything. My mom is, she'll.
Is that right?
She
all around her, everyone had it. And she just sat there in the middle of it all.
Just sat there in the middle without
it. Eye of the storm.
It's possible that
crushing she's crushing ciggies.
Got right. My mom, she's like a monster truck, you know? You can't
Good
stop
for her.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. No, I mean, really, it is great because you don't want anyone to get it. And it was scary when my dad had it. I mean, 9 days in the hospital, no visitors, could be the last time you see someone. That's awful. So I'm encouraged by it. You know, I'm not going to go get naked and run around the neighborhood or anything. I mean, I might do that anyway, but yeah, not for that reason.
You could do that with your mask on.
Sure. I could just mask that, just my mouth, and I'd be all set. But I was thinking, like,
neat.
You know, you're a couple weeks in on the school thing here, and so far the worst you've gotten is the common cold.
Yeah.
So...
But that was 2 days in. Like, come on.
Of course, somebody brought that in. It's so funny. I'm like, how is it? How are anything? How is the cold not stamped out by the fact that we don't see each other? Like, how does that continue to be a thing?
I'm just super grateful on that subject that we didn't all catch it, because I don't even want a cold.
No, nobody wants any of this
stuff. I don't
want
to deal with it. So anyway, yeah, the news is encouraging, and I'm stoked. I hope
Vinny,
we are headed the right direction. I know that all of the people who keep an eye on this stuff, who've seen all of the sold-out stadiums and sold-out concerts, are fearing the worst, and we're not getting that, at least so far.
Again, so. Knocking many times on my knuckles are actually getting sore from all the knocking I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, 1 week from today, we're back in the studio. I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's going to be.
By the way,
yes, dear, yes.
Welcome to autumn.
Oh, is today the day?
Yeah. Mm, you can call it yesterday, the last day of summer. You can call today the first day of fall. Whatever you want to call it, but that's
today.
Like
fall. Okay, fall's pretty good.
All right.
It's beginning.
No.
Yes, it.
No,
is.
No, it isn't.
Oh,
we
yes,
have a whole
it is.
3 month season to go through before Christmas.
I beg
Christmas.
To differ.
Stop it. God. Although. You did give us the pro tip yesterday. Get your shopping done now, because you may have to wait 3 months for stuff to show up at your house.
Forever. It's a problem. So I've been watching, there's a contest at Huntington Beach down south here in California. It's a surf contest. And I'm, of course, that would be no interest to most of you, except that right offshore are dozens of cargo ships waiting to pull into the Long Beach port.
Yep.
And they're just being held offshore, and they're filled with all the things that you've been waiting to buy.
You ordered them, you never get them. Yeah,
you're getting them. You're
going to get them someday.
On their time.
You're going to get
it's
them
crazy,
after you don't need
though,
them anymore.
To, you're watching, I'm watching these guys, and it's the surf's tiny, and it's just whatever it is. But right behind them,
the back
giant cargo ships.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
It's ridiculous.
Just sitting out there.
They're waiting. They're in line.
I wonder if any of the guys take dinghies into shore. Like, I just got to get off this boat for a couple days. You guys suck. I'm sick of you. I went across the ocean with you. Now I'm going to go. I'm going to get in this dinghy, and I'm going to go over and have some fun in Long Beach.
I don't know what that culture is, but my guess is the culture is you don't get off this boat till we all get off this boat.
We're not taking any day trips.
I don't know, though.
I'm just going to go over to Catalina. It's going to be real quick. Don't worry about it.
You could be so on each other's nerves, you might be like, oh, please do that.
Yes.
Get out.
Yeah. Don't come back. Meet us in the port. Whenever we get there.
Right. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Just head for land and don't look back.
Yeah.
Bye.
You know,
I
buy my dad toys because he's an old guy now. He's got everything he needs. So I'll buy him some, you know, funny joke thing, or I'll, you know, a birdhouse that he has to build, or some. I bought him a robot one time, like this little mini robot that's who knows what
that's
he fun. Does. Yeah. I just try to like stoke him out. So he loves army stuff. And I bought him this tank. From Hammacher Schlumacher. I'm going to poop on them right now because I bought him this. It's like, I'm not kidding you, $400, like a remote controlled tank that actually shoots little wads of crap. And like, it's a, you know, the legit tire treads and the whole thing. Like, it was a tank for him for his 81st birthday. So I order it in, you know, the height of you can't get anything, like December of 2020, figuring a month. It's right there in their catalog. How could that not get to him? How could that not get there in time? It's in the catalog. It's available. There it is. That's the one right there. The remote,
it's really big,
controlled Abrams tank.
All right.
Right. So you can. I mean, it's the dumbest thing. But my dad, you know, what are you going to get the guy? I'm like, he'll love this. He'll totally play with this. I just know him. I know how he is. So I get him this tank, and you know. I'm like, hey, did you get your present for me? And he's like, no. I didn't get it. And then I'm like, okay. So I write to Hammacher Schlumacher. And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, delayed. We're so sorry. You know, whatever. We're not going to, we won't charge you until we get the thing sent out to him, whatever. Meanwhile, his birthday's long past. And then I'm like, you know, well, maybe it'll get there for Father's Day. Like, that'd be a great, you know, that'll be great. Meanwhile, the clock's ticking on my dad. I mean, the guy's 81, right? So I don't even know how much longer he's got
easy.
To
your
play.
Dad's,
look, hey,
your dad is built like a tank, speaking of tanks.
I ordered
he's
him
fine.
Something. I need him to have at least a year to play with it, right? So, you know, then I'm like, I'm sort of like on Hammacher Schlumacher, and they're sending me updates on how they don't have it. Here, update, we still don't have that thing. So now it's, I mean, where are we at now? It's fall of 2021. I've ordered the thing almost a year ago. Still no sign of the tank. I mean, you would think that this thing, like, I can't be the only one who ordered it. Look at all the tanks that guy has. He's got them all. Why don't I have the tank?
I'm watching this video, and when I think of a tank, I think of the indestructible vehicle that can roll over anything. And they haven't gone over one thing in this video.
No,
they
can go over
flat ground.
Gravel, right? They can run outside on the grass, I guess.
How about you roll over some crap and show
me this
tank?
Crush a leaf right there.
This is bogus. Okay, anyway, so he still hasn't gotten it?
No. So there's a supply chain right there. I, you know, maybe it'll come at some point. Oh, look, it sweeps. It looks like it swept
it's
a clean place.
Not,
oh, there it goes.
A little bit of ground. Okay,
it's going
good.
Over some broken bricks.
Nice.
Oh,
whatever,
yeah, that thing
good.
Is. Yeah. Well, I wish I had seen this video before I got it for him. This smaller than I thought, too. I thought it was going to be like knee high. No, just a little tank.
Yeah, I'm not impressed by the flat ground video. But anyway, that's it. That's an example. Everything. It's, you know, I went to buy appliances.
Our
fridge
that.
Died.
Yeah.
That took months. We were without a fridge for months. We were in the neighbor's garage fridge for a while. Like, luckily, Christina's not embarrassed to ask for help, because me, I'd have just sat there.
I guess we're getting takeout every meal
That's
from now on.
It. I would never think to ask use of their fridge.
We're going to have three coolers. We're going to rotate the ice.
Whatever.
We're going to fill this. We're going to have milk in this one.
Would you think to ask a neighbor for?
Yes, absolutely.
You would?
I would. I'd go on next.
Boy.
I'd say, John, no, this is what I do. John, go on next door and find us someone who's got some space in the fridge. We just need one shelf. And a key to their house. That's all we need.
Right. Yeah, I just don't.
No,
think
I would.
Like that.
I mean, you gotta figure that stuff. I mean, I guess I like if I didn't have a fridge, I'd be like, well, screw this house, burn this down, let's get a rental.
It's useless. No, it is. It's really surprising how quick you go. Man, this sucks.
It's just a place to keep your fridge. I mean, let's face it. That's why we need a roof. Gotta keep my cold beverages.
Anyway, I know we had a hot one yesterday.
We did.
It should be cooler today.
I did a bit of tidying up in the garden, and then I noticed my shirt was wet with sweat.
Yeah, it was
hot.
And
I said, forget this. I'm gonna go inside. Oh, my God. No one but me will ever like this show, but a listener told me that there's a show called Clarkson's Farm, and she goes, you'll love it. I just know it. I think of you when I watch it.
Who said this?
Some listener. You know, somebody on that text number I have. Uh-huh. So I'm like, I add it to my list of shows. So because I keep a little running, you guys have that too? Like in your notes, in your to-do list thing? I have like a little running list of shows that I can suggest to the family, you know, because you forget when people have told you a good show. Mm-hmm. So
how very organized of you. No, I don't have that list, but
you don't?
I should.
Oh, I have a book list. Yeah, I got a TV show. It's a great idea. I mean, it's so easy. You've got your phone right there in your hand. Just open up your TV shows list. So I put it in the list a couple weeks ago.
The Clarkson Farm.
Clarkson Farm. So I sit on the couch the other day ago because it was hot and I was done with all the things I had to do. And I was like, oh, let me look through my list. Oh, I'll check this out. This sounds fun. It's this guy, Jeremy Clarkson, who is a multimillionaire. He's a very rich man. I think his net worth, according to the internet, is like around $60 million, right?
So God.
He's an
really
English
rich.
He's an English dude. He's a TV guy, but he's a car guy, like Top Gear. Like,
okay.
You know, some of the biggest, you know, gearhead shows. And then for a while there, he was the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in the English version. So he's a well-known There he is. I don't recognize him at all, but I don't watch the English version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or Top Gear. But he's, 59 years old or 60 years old, whatever he is. Keeps
God,
saying
he's
pushing.
Older than that, doesn't
I know. He goes, I'm pushing 60. And I look over at John and go, you're pushing 60. You look way better than this guy. Like, he looks, I would have guessed that he was 65 plus when I started watching the show. So he's got this 1,000-acre farm in England, and he's had it for years. And he has decided, because the farmer who, I don't know, leased the land from, I don't know how all this works. The guy who was farming the place for the guy's entire life says, I'm retiring. You got to figure something else out for your 1,000 acres. So this guy says, I've decided I'm going to be a farmer. So he decides he's going to be a farmer, and hilarity ensues. And I have to say, I love this show. It's right up my alley. The guy is hilarious. Just like his ideas about things are hilarious. I love his girlfriend, Lisa. And she's like yelling at him, like, what? Look at the mess you've made here. You know, there's the girlfriend. So, and they're funny. I want to recommend Clarkson Farm for those of you who enjoy gardening and picturesque, idyllic scenes in England. It's so beautiful. And it's hilarious. I love it.
I want to say that he's a huge star over there.
Top Gear.
Yeah.
And a couple other car shows, Vin, too. Like, really big.
They're really big there.
Yeah, he's like a seven. He opens a farm store with the potatoes. He got a bunch of potatoes, so he's got, I'm telling you, 16 tons of potatoes that he wants to sell. So he tweets to his 7 million followers, and the congestion that happens on their tiny country road is absurd. Like, they don't sell all the 16 tons, is a lot of potatoes. But you can't believe how many people come out for this thing because of one tweet where he's like, hey, I'm selling some potatoes at my... His farm is called Diddly Squat Farm. I find it incredibly charming. I guess people also hate him, though, because the show's been canceled. So there's one season of it. It's on Amazon.
Oh, Clarkson Farm got canceled.
The show, yes.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, not Top Gear.
No. Well, I don't even know if he's on Top Gear anymore. I mean, he's clearly farming, and that seems to be a 24/7 job.
Yeah. Farming's
anyway,
hard work.
I really like it. He gets sheep, he has to birth baby sheep. I mean, it's fantastic. Ugh. So anyway, just a dumb recommendation from me. Also a recommendation from me, sit in front of your TV at 8 o'clock tonight for a 2-hour season premiere of Survivor.
Oh, that's tonight?
Yeah. I mean, we won't be able to watch it because it's on from 8 to 10.
Oh God, no.
Yeah. But it's still,
I'll tell you what happened last night real quick before we start, because we are running late.
Go ahead.
I'm watching. The Giants are the San Francisco Giants, Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. They've been in first place most of the season. It's an unlikely, incredible story. Like, the Dodgers and the Padres had outspent them by millions, and it just seemed like we were destined for third at best, right?
Okay.
So they've been in first place this whole season.
Oh, no.
And we're up on the Dodgers by one game right now. And last night I'm watching the Giants in San Diego against the Padres. There's only a few games left in the season, and it's 4-1, and we're losing.
Oh no!
And I'm just like, oh God, I can barely watch this. It's so
nail-biter, right?
We're gonna lose, and the Dodgers are gonna win, and we're gonna be tied, and then we're
oh no.
And then I go to bed. I gotta go. I can't stay up. I wake up this morning, and the first thing I do is look for the score. The Giants came back and got the win.
And did the Dodgers lose? Did the Dodgers? Are we 3 games
ahead
of them now?
No. The Dodgers didn't lose. But I'm telling you, it looked bleak.
Oh.
4-1 when I went to bed, and they came back. 6-5 was the score.
Let's go, Giants.
Go, Giants.
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That is. Congratulations, Giants fans.
Yes.
Yeah. And how long till the playoffs start?
There's like a couple weeks.
Okay. KLSC, KLSC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Happy Home Day. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.